Just before the episode begins, here's a reminder that we are on a website called On Podium, where you can find all our episodes, you can find blogs, you can register to become a guest, you can write reviews, you can subscribe from there, including our videos, which go onto YouTube. You can even donate if you want to support us. And what's the address, Nick?
So it's 2-5-1.onpodium.co.
On to the episode.
Hello, welcome to 251, Two Pianists, 5 Minutes, One Subject. And today we're going to be looking at the book about Sonny Clarke called Fragile Virtuoso by Derek Ansell. My name's Nick Tomlin.
And my name's Simon Whiteside, and this is 251. Derek Ansell wrote several biographies. He died quite recently, in fact, didn't he?
Yeah, 2024 he died.
Yeah, 2024. Mm-hmm. I had already come across him with the Hank Mobley book and the Jackie McLean book. Mm-hmm. I think he asked, did he write one more that I haven't read? I can't remember.
I think they're the only jazz ones that he's done, yeah. I mean, he's written novels and things. But
he's written some novels. Mm. And the Sonny Clarke book was a bit of a surprise, wasn't it? Mm. It sort of appeared out of nowhere. Mm. And of course, we are big Sonny Clarke fans here on 251, as you will know if you've listened to our full 5 podcast versions on him. And I still, I mean, I've been doing a bit of Sonny Clarke transcription recently, just, I think he's great lines. So, but it's an interesting format, isn't it? I'll hand over to you, Nick, because it's your subject today, but...
Yeah, so what he does, and I think as far as I understand, this was similar with his other books. So he's not really doing new research. What he sort of does is, I think he takes anecdotes and interviews, which are kind of already in the kind of public domain, and then he kind of compiles them in this kind of sort of imaginative retelling, really, I guess, of his life. So he's kind of imagining scenes from Sonny Clarke's life. He also, for example, takes an album and then he kind of imagines how the album was recorded and maybe some of the things that would have been said. So he's kind of imagining this world. He's kind of bringing it to life in a way. That's what he's trying to do.
I mean, certainly the other two books I've read aren't like that.
Right, okay.
That was a different approach as far as I could see.
Okay. I kind of assumed, but that's fine. And I mean, I have to say, I think it's mixed results for me personally. I mean, you'll have your own kind of view on this. I think sometimes it just doesn't quite ring true. I don't know if it's because I think he's a musician, or I think he plays an instrument as well. But it just doesn't. He's imagining these interactions, and sometimes I'm just thinking that doesn't quite, as a musician, it doesn't completely ring true sometimes. Sometimes it does, but not always. And the other thing that I was really surprised at were just the amount of mistakes that
there were typos,
grammar errors. Yeah. I mean, it almost like it hadn't even really been proofread.
Well, I think it was rushed out, if I'm honest. I think he was probably... I don't know what he died of, but maybe he had enough warning.
Yeah.
He wanted to get the book out.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't want to be too sort of uncharitable, but I was quite shocked almost by how bad it was in terms of mistakes.
Well, when I started reading it, I was reading things and I thought, this seems very familiar. And then I realised actually it was just from the Jazz Loft or whatever.
Yeah, he takes anecdotes. Yeah,
But actually, the text, you know.
Yes, he actually takes the text. Yes, that's right. Yeah,
which is interesting. I don't know if he sought that permission or not, but I did find again. I almost wondered whether he might have been tapping into early AI help. Because there was one really weird moment where I thought, oh, that's interesting, because, as you know, my name's Simon Whiteside, and he's talking about when Sonny and the Baroness went down to hear Thelonious Monk playing, and this guy came up called Bob Whiteside, who was a bass player and a waiter in that particular club. I thought, oh, I'll find out about this Bob Whiteside. I was unable to find out anything about him at all. I don't even know where that came from.
That's odd. Yeah.
So that was a bit weird. But again, yeah, I mean, it's interesting as a Sonny Clarke fan to revisit. It's almost like a revision.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really learn anything that I didn't know, really. But yeah, it was interesting. And I mean, I think also what came across was just... despite this very terrible addiction he had, how productive he was and how professional he was as well. That really came across to me.
Yeah, it's a world I don't think we can understand without having been in it, really.
No.
I don't know if modern drug addicts would be able to understand that milieu at all either, but thankfully, I've never been one.
No, neither have I, thankfully.
Anyway, from me, Simon Whiteside, goodbye.
And from me, Nick Tomlin, goodbye.